Hello, I'm Chris Berrow with the BBC News. The British government is planning new legislation which could override elements of the Brexit agreement signed with the European Union last year. The proposal would remove the legal force of customs arrangements for Northern Ireland, which were agreed to prevent the return of a hard border between the North and the Irish Republic. More details from Katia Adler.
If you have this international treaty, which was only recently signed a few months ago between the UK government and the EU, now being undermined by UK domestic legislation, you can expect a very strong reaction, not just here in Brussels, but in Paris and Berlin and elsewhere. We've heard from the EU's chief negotiator that implementing the withdrawal agreement, the Northern Ireland Protocol, is a key trust issue between the EU and the UK. And he said it's also key to having successful trade negotiations.
India has become the country with the world's second highest number of coronavirus infections after the US, overtaking Brazil. India has now confirmed over 4.2 million cases of COVID-19 and nearly 72,000 deaths. The COVID death rate relative to the country's population is low, but the rapid spread of the virus is causing concern. It's moving to smaller towns and rural areas, but the capital, Delhi, has also seen a surge in infections. Human rights groups say that more than 250 people have been detained during protests in Belarus calling for the resignation of President Alexander Lukashenko. The Belarusian Interior Ministry would not confirm this figure. Huge crowds gathered for the fourth Sunday since disputed elections last month. The demonstration in Minsk was mostly good-natured. More details from Jonah Fisher.
Just at the very end of the day, just outside the presidential palace, where there's a barricade set up of riot police, as people started to go home, the riot police, probably fed up after having had a day in which people have been jeering at them and laughing at them, decided to have a little bit of revenge themselves, and they detained probably several dozen people, beat up some people around the presidential palace and dragged them away.
Meteorologists in the United States say a thermometer at a weather station in Los Angeles County, California, has registered 49.4 degrees Celsius. It's a record high temperature for the region. An unprecedented heat wave in the state has fueled nearly 1,000 wildfires. Colonel Jesse Miller of the California National Guard is part of the team battling the fires.
August is somewhat early in the typical California fire season to experience this dynamic fire behavior. But it's the sheer number of fires burning throughout Northern California concurrently, and several of them large complexes also burning concurrently. That's what's making it historic and unusual.
World News from the BBC.